Learning to share, eating your vegetables, doing the best you can. Those are, of course, just a few of the important topics parents have to discuss with their children. But sometimes there are more serious topics. After a tragedy in her town, Cognoscenti commentator Chloe Axelson had to figure out how to talk to her kids about death.
My 4.5-year-old twin daughters have been talking about death a lot lately. It comes up in the car or while reading books at night. "Who will die first, you or Dad?" one asked at bedtime. Their interest isn't unprompted. A woman in our town was hit and killed by a car a couple of months back. One of her young sons was in my girl's preschool class. I didn't know her, but we'd probably smiled at each other during drop-offs and pickups. As people at our school learned of the tragedy, the conversation among parents eventually turned to how we might relay this news to our own kids. I did what I always do when faced with the unknown. I Googled. The American Academy of Pediatrics says preschool-age kids need concrete explanations about death. With that in mind, I started the conversation by talking about Mufasa from The Lion King. My girls seemed to get it. Their questions immediately turned to logistics. Who will pick our friend up from school? Where is his mom? How did she get dead? They were especially insistent on that last one, maybe because they wanted assurance that I wouldn't die out of nowhere, too. I spent weeks navigating the questions, walking a tightrope between shielding the girls from reality and offering them the truth. My kids have figured out that their friend's mom wasn't old. One of my daughters looked up from her pasta the other night to ask, "Are you going to die when I'm not very old?" I couldn't bring myself to explain accidents or probabilities. I lied. "No, never," I told her.
Chloe Axelson edits WBUR's Ideas and Opinion page, Cognoscenti. Find her essay and many others at WBUR.org.